This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. People are saying that there's a debate between Bitcoin and gold, in essence, you know, whether you should be buying Bitcoin or buying gold. And you hear advocates on both of these topics. Some people say Bitcoin is like digital gold, and that if you buy Bitcoin, it's better than having gold in your hand. And Bitcoin's going to go up, they say. Of course, they said that before it crashed, too. Remember when it was almost 20,000, then it crashed to like 6,000, and then it's back up to 9 or 10,000, bouncing around. But they say it's like digital gold. And then there are gold people who say, no, physical gold is the answer. You need to own gold, or even maybe a combination of physical gold plus some gold mining stocks, like Peter Schiff says. Well, there's something being left out of this debate that you need to understand, that you need to think about. And then I'll tell you my position on all of this. And by the way, I don't own any Bitcoin anymore, but I do own gold, but I don't own gold to speculate on it. So I don't have any conflict of interest here whatsoever. In other words, I don't own gold to be able to try to sell it at profit. For me, gold is like a last-ditch defense against a collapsing monetary system or a collapsing economy. I would never sell gold for cash. That would be stupid. For fiat currency, you know, that'd be silly. In fact, the last Bitcoin that I had, I used it to buy gold. So that does tell you a little bit about what I think. Nevertheless, here's something that's being left out of this argument. Here it is. If you have a handful of gold, let's say a bunch of, you know, 1 ounce gold eagles, let's say you got a handful of gold, or I don't know, a suitcase full of gold, if you're wealthy enough, you got a whole suitcase full of gold, versus, let's say, a suitcase with a thumb drive that contains your Bitcoin wallet, what is the key difference between these two things? The answer is, gold can't vanish, you people. Gold can't vanish. Bitcoin can vanish. Bitcoin can cease to exist in an instant. And gold cannot. Gold is an element of the cosmos. Gold has been around longer than planet Earth. Gold is billions of years old. It is an element. It's kind of a heavier element, you might say. Maybe you could call it a heavy metal, I guess, if you wanted to. It is pretty heavy, right? It's very dense. It has lots of industrial uses. But it's mostly inert, so it's very, very non-toxic, unlike heavy metals such as lead. But gold is an element. You can go to the table of elements, and you can find gold. Now, I dare you, bring up, let's say, webelements.com. Go to webelements.com and look at the table of elements there and see if you can find Bitcoin. And the answer is, you can't, because there is no Bitcoin on the table of elements. And you know why? Because Bitcoin isn't real, people. Bitcoin isn't real. Gold is real. Zinc is real. Mercury is real. Uranium is real. Copper is real. Oxygen is real. Nitrogen is real. All the elements are real physical things. And by the way, you can't just burn gold and turn it into something else. I dare you to try it. All you'll do is you'll have melted gold. You can't even burn gold. If you have gold in your house and your house burns up, where does your gold go? It just melts into a pool of gold, which is still gold, still fully valuable as gold, by the way. But if you have a thumb drive with your Bitcoin wallet on it and you lose your thumb drive, or there's a solar flare, or you have an EMP attack, or somebody hacks your online wallet, if you're using one of those, which have been hacked repeatedly over and over again, your Bitcoin can vanish because it's not real. It doesn't exist. Bitcoin is a logical construct, and it only has value because other people currently believe in that logical construct. And as soon as that belief is gone, the Bitcoin becomes worthless, whereas gold has utility. Gold is real. So obviously, by now, you can tell I'm an advocate of physical gold. But the point is, I'm not trying to convince you to go buy gold. I don't sell gold. And I'm not convincing you to buy or sell Bitcoin. I don't own any Bitcoin anymore, except, I don't know, what is it, 0.0001 or something, Bitcoins. It's a few dollars worth of Bitcoin. Who cares? I'm not trying to convince you either way. I'm trying to get you to think. Do you want to risk everything? because when you invest in Bitcoin, you are taking a 100% risk. You could lose everything. With gold, your risk is very minimal. You could buy gold today and have gold in your hand, and then the so-called value of that gold might go down compared to what? Dollars, which is a fiat currency, but the value of the gold itself has not changed. Gold is gold. Gold always has intrinsic value itself, regardless of the fluctuations of the fiat currency that you've used to purchase that gold. You see, this is the difference. Gold can't vanish. Now, you might say, well, someone could steal your gold. Yeah, people, that's why you have lead bullets. That's why you have a Glock. That's why you have an AR-15. That's why you have an alarm system or a safe in your home, you know, in the floor, like poured into the concrete floor, you know, something secure. You have stuff that you defend, I would assume, like your life, your body. Hope you don't just let anybody walk in your front door and just do anything they want to your body, right? So you do defend things that are physical, like your body. Maybe, you know, you defend your cash, your jewelry, if you have some of that. Maybe you defend your own, maybe you have a gun or 100 guns. So you defend things. So gold can simply be one of those things that you defend. And besides, if you have a Bitcoin wallet, you got to defend that anyway. And it's far harder because now you have all these online cyber thieves and hackers trying to steal your wallet using all kinds of mechanisms that you can't even imagine, such as DNS spoofing, for example, which was used to break into a bunch of online wallets recently. People just lost all their money. Poof, gone. And you probably don't even know what DNS spoofing means. So, I could explain it, or maybe you do know. Maybe you're an IT guy or gal. I guess most of them are guys. But anyway, DNS spoofing can be used to steal your online wallet. Lots of things can be used, you know. So if you don't want to lose all your investment, put your money into something that's real and physical and something that lasts, which could include land. It could include real estate, believe it or not. Although I wouldn't suggest buying into a bubble real estate market like we have right now in many parts of the country, many, many cities, like San Francisco, for example, or Austin, Texas, for that matter. But land, or if you're buying a piece of land with a spring on it, a natural water source, that always has value. Why? Because every living creature on this earth practically needs water, but especially you. Humans need water. Ranch animals need water. Crops need water. Does water have value? Absolutely. H2O. And you can find hydrogen and oxygen on the table of elements, unlike Bitcoin, which isn't on the table of elements. You know, precious metals, rare earth elements, dysprosium, for example. Why is dysprosium so valuable? Gallium, whatever. Whatever the rare earth element is, why is it so valuable? Iridium. Because you can't make them. You can't just make iridium. Did you know that? Have you ever tried to make iridium? You can't do it. These elements come from exploding stars. That's how gold is made, by the way. Gold is manufactured from exploding stars. You can't make gold. No one's figured out how to do it. All the alchemists from the last few centuries failed. They were trying to make gold out of lead. Couldn't do it. If they figured out how to do that, gold would be worthless because anybody could add to the supply, just like Bitcoin. Anybody can add to the supply at any time because the Bitcoin community can one day just decide, oh, we're not going to have a limit anymore. We're not going to stop at 21 million coins. We're going to just do a billion coins because they want to keep it going. Gold has natural intrinsic scarcity that Bitcoin doesn't. Bitcoin scarcity is just a temporary logic agreement that can be changed at any time, which has happened already, hence the forking of Bitcoin. Forking is changing the software, and they could fork out a whole new kind of Bitcoin that has no limit on the number of coins that can be mined. So there's no scarcity, really. Not a scarcity that's enforced by the laws of physics, that's for sure. Gold has scarcity enforced by the laws of physics. Unless you can build an exploding star in your basement, which, by the way, if you can, I think North Korea would love to talk to you. But if you can't, you can't make gold. You don't know how to make gold. Nobody does. It's not possible. And I got to add lastly here, the Bitcoin community has gone to great lengths to use confusing terms that are misleading deliberately Like Bitcoin mining, for example. You're not mining anything, but they use the word mining because it sounds similar to the way gold is mined. So people think mining is discovering something that's already there. Well, Bitcoin mining is no such thing. It's just a mathematical, a computational difficulty test, a proof of doing pointless computations and burning enormous amounts of electricity and using enormous amounts of computational power, GPUs and CPUs, for no purpose other than to be assigned a virtual a value on a shared online spreadsheet called the blockchain. These computations have no practical purpose. They don't benefit the world in any way. In fact, they pollute the world. Mining Bitcoin pollutes the world. It burns electricity. It generates excess heat. It uses coal-fired power plants in terms of the electricity usage, which emit mercury and other pollutants into the air. You know, Bitcoin mining is destructive to the ecosystem, and it's pointless. It was only put in place to slow down the claiming of coins. That's its only purpose, to create artificial scarcity by forcing people to engage in computational nonsense. It has no purpose whatsoever other than just to slow down computers. But gold is real. When you're mining gold, you're actually finding it in the ground. You're separating gold from other elements in the ground, separating it from dirt, separating it from, you know, aluminum, separating it from anything that is bound to in the ground, magnesium, lots of things, carbon-based molecules, lots of things. So mining gold is actually achieving something. You're finding gold and isolating it and purifying it, in essence, and making it available for many uses, including monetary use as well as industrial uses. But mining Bitcoin is a pointless exercise that has no practical utility in the real world. So bottom line, if you want to risk everything and you love the idea of maybe losing your entire investment by Bitcoin, because there might be more upside, you might find a sucker who will pay more for Bitcoin than you did, although you have to time it just right in order to make that happen. But if you would rather invest your money in something that you know cannot vanish because it's been around longer than the planet Earth, that is part of the cosmic structure of matter. It's on the table of elements. It is atomic matter that no one can create and no one can destroy short of, you know, star detonation scale, nuclear fission or fusion processes, then buy gold. Buy gold. And I'm going to plug a gold company, but that I like to use, but I'm not paid by this company at all. And it's just because I like the guy, Peter Schiff. He's got a company that I bought from. It's called Schiff Gold, SHIFFgold.com. And they treated me fairly, and they gave me a good quality product. They shipped it with tracking and insurance and everything. They don't pay me anything. I don't get any free stuff from them. I interviewed Peter Schiff on my show, Counterthink. You can see that episode at counterthink.com. And that's my only involvement with Peter Schiff. I just happen to agree with Peter. And that's why I like to plug his company, because I agree with him on this issue. Peter Schiff recommends gold over Bitcoin. And I do too. And why? Because we've thought through the risk versus reward. We understand how these things work. And we both have a motivation to help people do well with their savings and their investments and not lose money, especially catastrophically. Now, you might say Peter Schiff has a conflict of interest if he's recommending gold because he's selling gold. I am not selling gold. And I'm never going to sell gold because I don't want to have that much gold sitting around as a juicy target for thieves, you know. I'm not in the gold business. I'm in the food business, in the superfood business, you know, totally different business. But Peter Schiff is in the gold business, and I support him doing that. That's his right. He has an honest product, honest service. He's doing a good job. He's helping people get squared away with some gold that they need. So, you know, support Peter Schiff or whoever else you trust. I mean, just look at gold. Get some gold. Silver might be a better buy right now. You know, you should look at silver too. A lot of people are selling silver. Frankly, copper is probably a good investment if you want to get into the rare earth metals and look at commodities. Copper is incredibly valuable, obviously used in electrical infrastructure. There's also platinum, and there are other, you know, rare earths, like I mentioned, iridium and many, many others that are extremely valuable. And let me just mention this lastly, and then I'll sign off here. The future of mining these rare earth metals is going to be mining landfill. Whoever can figure out how to economically go through the landfill of a city and pull out all the rare earth elements from, you know, the circuit boards and the computer parts and hard drives and all that stuff and solar panels and things that are in the trash, whoever can do that economically is going to make a fortune. But what's holding that back is the incredible toxicity associated with some of the heavy elements that are used in soldering, you know, circuit boards and many of these parts. There's a lot of lead, you know, there's some mercury involved in some of this, a lot of toxic stuff. So you can't just melt everything down. You'll be releasing all these toxic fumes into the atmosphere if you did that. So I don't know who's going to figure this out, but I would suggest that the future of mining landfill is going to be done by nanobots, little microscopic robots that you release into the landfill, and they scurry through the landfill and they find little bits and pieces of metal, or they chew apart the metal and they bring back the bits and pieces. And then you have nanobots that sort out the valuable elements from the non-valuable elements. And they're going to find gold and they're going to find copper, lots of copper and aluminum and even platinum from time to time, perhaps. Rare earth elements, lots of electronics are just being tossed and they contain a lot of valuable elements. If I were going to launch a new business, not that I am, but because I'm busy, but if I were, I would start looking into that. How do you turn landfill into a gold mine? You see, because that there's value there. It's in the landfill. All these valuable elements are sitting right there, but no one's figured out an economical way to extract the valuable elements from them. That is a literal gold mine, and every city has one. Every town has one. There is money just waiting for you, not just in the landfill, but even in the biosludge, by the way. You can mine human sewage, believe it or not, for gold and silver and other valuable elements. There's a study in Japan where they showed that this could be done. Again, a pretty dirty business to be in, you know, but if somebody can figure it out, it's a gold mine. It's truly a gold mine. So there you go. Those are my thoughts on gold and Bitcoin, rare earth elements, and some other topics as well. Thank you for listening. Check out my new show, Counterthink. It's at counterthink.com. And you can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Mike Adams here. Also, check out my main website, newstarget.com, and I've got naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.